It's harvest time, and that means farmers all over the Midwest are bringing in billions of bushels of corn. With modern technology, they can strip acres in a day. But corn used to be harvested by hand, and Tri-State's Public Radio's Abby Wendell went to the one place where that kind of technology is not obsolete.
Frank Henenfent stands like an athlete. His feet apart, knees bent, back firm, he's squared off against a field of corn.
Seven, six, five.
As the announcer counts down, he takes hold of his first ear.
One. Begin, begin, begin.
Henenfent begins picking the corn with his hands. He slices through the corn husk with a hook that's attached to his palm with a leather strap. Then he snaps the golden ear off its stalk and tosses it over his shoulder into a wagon following alongside him. Henenfent farms in Warren County. Most days, he's a typical Illinois farmer. At this time of year, that means he drives an air-conditioned, GPS-equipped combine, a machine that can harvest as many as 12 rows of corn at a time. But today, Henenfent is going back to the basics. He's a top competitor at the 34th Annual Illinois State Corn Husking Competition.
When I pick corn, I totally lose myself in it.
As he makes his way down the row, corn flies through the air. He's establishing his beat.
Just kind of get that rhythm and that place where you're in a trance and that's all you're thinking about. And you don't really hear anybody around you or anything. It's just next ear, next ear, next ear.
The contest is held in a cornfield in Roseville. It's one of several competitions happening at this time of year across the Midwest. Here, about 250 people have come from as far away as the suburbs of Chicago to watch. Grade schooler Sam Monroe says she's here specifically to see Frank Henenfent.
He lives just right across the field from us, and my dad says that I have to be trained by him and so I can enter the competition next year.
There are several races throughout the day, ranging from 2-minute-long peewee contests for the kids to 20-minute matches for those 50 and up.
Pull it down now, don't drop that hand, just hold on to that husk.
In preparation for the 50 and up event, a group of men lean in to watch Dick Holmes. He's giving them a last-minute lesson.
See there?
Down. I'm still not getting it.
Some of Holmes' students remember a time when harvesting corn by hand wasn't a sport. It was a way of life. Don McKinley grew up in the 1930s in southwestern Iowa on a farm with 100 acres of corn. During the harvest, McKinley would drop out of school for 2 months to help his older brothers and dad. The five men picked from before sunup till after dark.
Now as I look back, Mom and Dad never had any worry about the kids running around at night. We were so damn tired you couldn't... We'd just fall over into bed and collapse, get up the next morning, do it all over again.
He says each of them brought in about 4,500 pounds a day. That's a lot of corn. Still, McKinley's run the numbers, and they show that a man simply can't compete with a machine. In 1937, John Deere came out with a number 10 corn picker that picked as much as 4 Don McKinley's. And today, a big combine like the one a typical Illinois farmer uses brings in close to 200,000 pounds an hour. You would need an army of over 2,000 men to keep up.
And that's in my lifetime. In my lifetime. 10 bushel an hour working your butt off. To sitting in that cab, going through your field and shelling 4,200 bushel in an hour. Now that's evolution. That's... My dad would turn over in his grave if he knew that there was a machine that could pick that much.
Back in the cornfield, Frank Henenfent is finishing his race. He made it farther down the row than anyone else, and he's attracted a crowd. Ardith Clare of Adams County watches in awe.
It doesn't seem like he's hurrying. I mean, he's got one hit in the bumper board, one in the air, and he's got his hand on the third one. And he's just like a machine.
By the end of his race, Henenfent had picked 450 pounds of corn in 20 minutes. It might not be good enough to compete with John Deere, but it will take him to the national competition held this month in Iowa. I'm Abby Wendell, Tri-State's Public Radio News.